Robert, if I said to you, I need a do-over with the honky-tonker I interviewed the other day, I was kind of wackadoo. Would you know what I was saying?
Sort of.
Well, for those who aren't quite as savvy as you are, the words do-over, honky-tonker, and wackadoo are all now officially in the Oxford English Dictionary.
I love the word wackadoo.
Who doesn't? That's Catherine Connor Martin, head of U.S. Dictionaries at Oxford University Press, and she has this OED definition of wackadoo.
Crazy or eccentric, or it can be used as a noun to refer to a crazy or eccentric person.
The OED considers itself the definitive record of the English language, and Martin says since English is always evolving, so is the OED. It's actually revised 4 times a year.
This time, the word honey gets a lot of attention. I guess that means the editor did some work in the H section.
There's honey blonde, honey jar, honey mustard, honey parrot, honey trap, even honey bunny.
A term of endearment, like sweetheart or darling, although people also use it with reference to their children. That seems to be the first usage we have from 1887, a reference to you precious little honey bunny boy.
Ethnopharmacological has also been added to the OED. That's of or relating to ethnopharmacology, of course.
Of course. And there's also Coney Island and scissor-tailed flycatcher. That's a bird. You knew that, Robert.
Sure.
And bestie.
Bestie. That's a BFF. Melissa, back to how we started all of this. I hope that honky-tonker becomes your bestie after that do-over.
I hope so, too.